This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Almost in the rearview mirror. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well wherever you hail from and you're listening to this show, even if you're listening to it later in the day. It's all good. 2020, a couple of days left. Sad news right from the get-go, though. No party horns to celebrate this. Very sad. Luke Letlow, a Republican from Louisiana, announced his diagnosis of COVID-19 2 weeks ago. He was just 41 years old. Wow. A congressman-elect dying of COVID-19 at such a young age. What's really tragic about this is that is the fact that he leaves behind a wife and two kids, and the kids so young. And what happened was he was at the Ochsner LSU Health Shreveport Hospital due to complications from COVID-19, and he had gotten worse and he had gotten worse, and it was on the 18th when he wrote on Facebook that he was at home resting, he was following the CDC guidelines, the quarantine protocols, and the recommendations of the doctors and all of that. And days later, then he was undergoing treatment in Monroe before a statement from his office on December 23rd that he was transferred to Shreveport and to that medical center there. And, he was in stable condition in the intensive care unit. He was getting remdesivir and steroids. That was part of his treatment. And then the next thing you know, he took a turn for the worst. And I know that we have lots of people listening to us on 990 AM in New Orleans. And the New Orleans mayor, LaToya Cantrell, said we're heartbroken to learn of the passing of Congressman-elect Luke Letlow. He was a promising young leader who loved Louisiana deeply. Our prayers go out to his family and loved ones. And he was. His roots were very, very deep in the great state of Louisiana. There's no question about that. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, by the way, also a Democrat, as is the mayor, ordered that flags in the state be flown at half staff on the day of his funeral. And so now, under Louisiana, and of course, he was a Republican, under Louisiana state law, a special election takes place to elect someone to represent the state's 5th congressional district, which Letlow had carried in a runoff election earlier this month with 62% of the vote. It was really a big win for him, and his family was incredibly excited about it. The district is heavily Republican, and it encompasses most of eastern Louisiana, so how awful is that? December, of course, the deadliest month since the pandemic began. We've got over 124,686 coronavirus patients in hospitals as of Tuesday. So very sad, very grave, and everybody reacting actually to Luke's death, because he was. A politician that had lots of upside, really cared about Louisiana, and had lots of fans that, by the way, were from both parties in a very quick amount of time. And so this is very somber for his family and very sad to see. When you see 41, it just pops out at you like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, wow. How did that happen? And this is, again, a reminder of you just don't know, and being careful and avoiding any kind of, and I don't know what happened with him, but being careful about being in any super spreading kind of event where, you know, you think it's fine and it even seems small, and there's that innocuous moment when somebody's asymptomatic. So you don't know what you don't know. But sad story there. And I think the next couple of months are going to be really tough, and we know that. And of course, we've talked about that a lot on the show, and we've had all kinds of doctors on looking at this from all sides. I mean, it's just a peak. We're peaking. It's peak COVID in Texas right now. And we have a super strain that popped up in Colorado, and this was another young person who had no travel history. And, you know, the thought was, well, this is going to happen because if it's in the UK, it's bound to have been in the United States somewhere. So now it's been identified. The new strain could be as much as 70% more transmissible. And the individual is a male in his 20s, early 20s, who is living in isolation in Colorado, of course, right now. And one of the things they said is that this vaccine, the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 shots, should be effective against new strains. So this is the first of that new and potentially more infectious strain of COVID-19. I mean, once they found it, they immediately, in Colorado, notified the CDC. And again, the isolation is what you do. And the scientists in the United Kingdom are warning the world that it is significantly more contagious. It doesn't mean more deadly, but it means more contagious. So, of course, trying to stop the spread of the virus is key anywhere we are in the world. And here in the United States, you hear that, it just makes you, it makes you more aware of just the possibility of these strains. Something, again, that we had discussed. But this is what viruses do, because guess what they do? They mutate. And we know that, but we're trying to get rid of this one situation. And so it's certainly something you don't want to hear. Now, lots of people are lining up to get the vaccines in certain areas, but getting vaccines to people, that's a big problem in the United States. In Florida, they had a couple of areas where older people, because they're in line to get the vaccine, waited at the crack of dawn, and all the spots were taken up. So the good news is they're being vaccinated. I have a cousin who works at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I talked about this. CHOP is the acronym for it. And she would be a frontline nurse, and she's taken the one vaccine just the other day. So she would be one of the 2 million plus people. But the 20 million that was thought we could hit before the end of the year, with just a handful of days left, that looks highly unlikely. And of course, whose fault is that? There's no fault, I think, in this, because unfortunately what happens is it gets rolled out, and then the health departments in all these individual states and counties have to deal with it. They have to decide where it's going, then they have to figure out how it's getting meted out, how you're keeping track of it. It's not just flip a switch and make it happen. As somebody described to me, what do you think, the Marines are going to come into every single state and they're going to knock on doors and demand that people roll up their sleeves? Of course not. And the aspect of it that's tricky is the logistics of figuring out the phases, where they're being directed, how people are being told about it, that whole thing. All right, coming up, we've just scratched the surface, and we're headed to the mailroom already. On a lighter note, some of you telling me some of your resolutions. Well, most of them had to do with forgetting 2020. We'll go to that on the flip side.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We're hitting that mailbag. Lots of pointed fingers in lots of directions over what's going on in the country, especially with the economy. We know we talk about it all the time and how screwed up it is with what happened with the stimulus, and then also some of the lighter stuff, which is resolutions. Which, what is everybody's resolution? Don't we all have the same, to get rid of this SOB of a virus, move on, and go back to life in the great country that we know and miss? Let's go to Scott, who's listening to us in Florida. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Laney. Not good. I'll tell you why. I'm so upset for America. Trillions for Wall Street and trillions for huge corporations. And you know what? The American people have been given the shaft, the measly $600. This is a national disgrace. What infuriates me is that no one's talking about the second Great Depression that America is presently in. It's not a recession. Let's call it what it is. It's a second Great Depression. And our elected officials have abandoned us. I think they're scum. They are scum. They want to give us this phony vaccine, but you know what? They are needling the American people, if you get my pun. However, even though the American people are suffering, greedy and evil Wall Street bankers have profited so handsomely from our misery. If anyone, they've made tremendous headway in this economy. You know, you've got an evil Federal Reserve also that's an enabler that pumps trillions of dollars into phony Wall Street, which is a casino. And you've got bankers that have made trillions and trillions, such as like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase and Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs David Solomon of Goldman Sachs and other international Jewish bankers that have destroyed the American economy. And it's unfair what has gone on in this country. But I'm going to tell you where it's headed, too. this country is going to have either a civil war or a revolution. Because when you have 100 million angry Americans that are destitute, living under bridges and tents, have no health care, no food, no dignity, no respect from their elected officials, our elected officials are playing with fire. This is going to come to burn them because they're not going to live in mansions, have big pensions, have security, and the American people get the crumbs. That's a recipe for disaster, and they're really begging for it, and they will get it.
Wow, Scott, a mouthful. The crumbs, I'm going to follow the crumbs of where you left them. I agree on the, especially on the $600, ridiculous, because money was dispersed to people who already had millions, which, to your point, talking about Wall Street. So the people who desperately need it, the food banks that are overwhelmed with suburbia, not to mention people that were already struggling before, and I think that's what somehow gets missed. I don't know how, because that's what we're seeing. It's the people that I keep talking about that are the ones that had the mom and pop restaurants, that struggled their whole life, that made it, and they have the American dream, and now they've seen it slip away into quicksand, and nobody is really truly helping. It's like a mad monopoly game. I agree with you there, Scott, where the pieces are being moved around all over the place. And you're not landing on Park Place. You're not even landing on Boardwalk, or you're landing underneath Boardwalk to talk about Scott's point about what's happening. I hope we don't see things explode to the point where it's thousands and thousands of people who, I know that there's trouble already, but thousands and thousands of people who are living under overpasses, etc. I know it's gotten bad. I talked to somebody in the DFW area, but that's, again, what the problem is where was the money handed out, and where was it shuffled? And it goes back to, a decade plus ago when we bailed out the banks. Banks too big to fail, right? And, of course, they don't. They get money, and there was nothing tied to that money. But for the American people, I said it before, you know, it's like what Trump did say, give the people 2,000. I mean, how many times do you ever see AOC, who couldn't be more on the opposite end of the political spectrum than the president, and have the two of them agree and have her tweet something out about him? Yes, absolutely. And 2,000 to a family would mean more than 2,000, because that's 2,000 for an individual, then 4,000, and et cetera, from there. And it is really lining up to be a class warfare more than anything else. And I think that's what I think he was saying, or at least I'm saying that if I pick up where he was leading it, to me, that's what we're seeing. So it's completely the haves and the have nots. And that just gets further and further and further and further apart. So we have that going on. And then you've got the vaccine. And I don't know that what he was saying about the vaccine, I think the vaccine for all of us is an answer. I do, because I know too many doctors, and it's not political. I know very rigid conservative doctors who say, listen, it's about the science. This is the science. So there, I don't think there's anything that's a setup, except for getting it to the people, except for the logistics of making that happen. Hey, Scott, thanks for the phone call. All right, I want to squeeze in a couple quickly, since I did go to the bag. Some of you took the time to shoot me an email. Scott, anyone else listening, if you can't get through, you can always shoot us an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Whatever your opinion, it's about the conversation, so let's have those conversations. This one is from Big Al, and Big Al says, wow, super strain now in Colorado. Geez, Kate, do you think we'll ever get back to any sense of normalcy? I have 3 kids that are crawling all over the place who are desperate to get out and socialize. But and of course, there is social distancing. There is things that are happening. But it's hard to believe what is going on in the country. And we're being forced to line up on sides maybe we don't want to take. I'm already looking at some of my neighbors moving out. People really, really feeling it and feeling the pressure with the kids and the school and the situation there. Well, yeah, I sort of just talked about that, not mentioning the situation with the kids, but with families. And, you know, absolutely. All right, let's go to this one from Bob, who's listening to us in New Orleans. And he says, Kate, you know that it's for real when you have someone who couldn't be a nicer guy at 41 getting this virus and falling through the cracks and having not the ability to recover. Letlow was a class act. I met him a couple of times, and I think he had some big dreams and big hopes for what he could do for the people in Louisiana. And sadly, his family now mourning his loss. All right, I promised that I would give some, yeah, it's terrible, I talked about it. I promised I would give some buzz to these, you know, resolutions. So I'm going to go light on you for a second. And this one is from Ryan, who says, my resolution is that I'm single, I'm decent looking, Kate, and try to date during a pandemic. Good luck with that. My resolution is to date as soon as the gates of hell open up every single night of the week. I need to find me the right woman. All right, good luck with that. That's your resolution. Let's go to this one from Pops, and Pops says, my resolution is to cut all silly, stupid, or irrational people out of my life. I don't know what's going on. It's a mad, mad world. People I thought were sane are insane. People who I thought had no sense have more sense. It's hard sorting out the deck of my pals and even around the perimeter in my community. I do believe that the deck has been shuffled. I just have to find the right cards. Oh, you're all so clever. And then, and I guess that's the resolution. Then there's Martin, who says, my resolution is to go, once I can go somewhere maskless, to go to every single state, every single venue I can, and catch a concert. I heard you talking about live music. Let's hook up somewhere. I'm all over it. I think we like some of the same music. I am so tired of not being able to be out amongst the rest of the creatures. All right, you can send me your thoughts 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will try to vote on Wednesday to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Senate Democrats may try to block that vote to force another vote on $2,000 stimulus checks, even if they agree with passing the NDAA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that in the end, his chamber will put their differences aside and pass the important defense bill.
Not once in six decades has a Congress let its differences prevent it from completing this work for our national security and our men and women who wear the uniform. This year's NDAA will continue our momentum in rebuilding and modernizing our armed forces. It will authorize the personnel, equipment, tools, and training we need to reinforce the national defense strategy and to deter great power rivals like China and Russia.
This is USA Radio News. Home Depot is issuing a massive recall of ceiling fans. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people, and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Americans could see their $600 stimulus checks as soon as tonight. The secretary tweeted that the payments could begin to arrive in some bank accounts by direct deposit as early as Tuesday night, and payments will continue to be distributed into next week. Paper checks will begin to be mailed out on Wednesday. The payments come as the president and some members of Congress continue to push for a larger stimulus payment. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
List, I'm sure you all want to hear this, was to get more money for everybody on the stimulus, but I raised my voice as high as I could, but I didn't have the pull on the hill. So my other wish, my great Christmas list wish, was to replace some of the ceiling fans in my home. Some of them are the original ones where we bought this house from a couple that built it in New York. And we go to Home Depot all the time, so we were looking at ceiling fans, and it's so lucky that they didn't have any of them that were actually spinning that they could show us, because apparently they became weapons. They've been recalled. Blades were spinning off and hitting people. Ooh. 80,000 have been recalled that were sold at Home Depot, ceiling fans with blades that can detach. That's the true mic drop moment. Honey, I love you. Now go stand in front of that fan. This is so... In all seriousness, how crazy is that? When have you ever heard that? I guess they had gotten a bunch of complaints about blades detaching, where there was even one where someone was hit by a blade and four where the b- blade caused property damage. So that's not good. And these weren't exactly, they weren't massively expensive, but they weren't cheap at all. $150 Hampton Bay 44-inch Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fan. Very common, actually. And customers purchased about 80,000 of them at the Home Depot. So the recall includes all units available online in stores. That's scary. Truly. Can you imagine if you're just sitting there engrossed in whatever you were binging, back-to-back binging on Netflix or whatever, and the fan explodes? It's a good thing that somebody did alert them, and they did scurry to have a recall. But then you got to hope people see it, right? So there is that, yeah. All right, going down the road of odds and ends, some things that have happened in the last 24 hours, and off our shores, while we're dealing with this vaccination and to vax or not vax, I mean, don't worry, because it's not like it's rolling down your street tomorrow. I mentioned before that goal of 20 million by January 1st. Oh, no, that's not happening. The thing that they're talking about in Croatia is an earthquake, 6.3 magnitude, and 7 people were killed. And what's interesting about Croatia, is a lot of Americans have gone to Croatia because, one, it used to be, I don't know if it is now, because when you're trying to escape, things are probably in some places more expensive, but it used to be a cheap place to vacation, you know, that you could get away. It sounds like, well, no, that's far away. How would that be cheap? But the earthquake destroyed a bunch of buildings. I mentioned killed 7, could be more than that. There were lots of people that were afraid to sleep indoors, so they were sleeping outside. Because, you know, that they can have, of course, the aftershocks, which is very common. And it was sad to look at the damage in a bizarre way. Looking at the rubble of this earthquake reminded me of what downtown Nashville looks like because of the suspected bomber who wanted to disrupt 5G and was freaked about that. So it looked very similar. And it's just, again, collapsing buildings, lots of chunks of signs that are shattered and bricks that are sort of piled up and concrete and that kind of thing. And, you know, Croatia is prone to earthquakes, but not big ones. So this really shook, I think, the people up in the area because they're not used to that. You know, they just don't experience it. And then all of a sudden, poof, they're in the middle of it and trying to figure out, wow, what happened? And it's interesting because that's going on there and, you know, skipping around in a couple of different areas, because this is what we call odds and ends. Gallup, for what it's worth, I used to call myself the poll princess, not the kind of poll you wise guys are thinking of, but polls, you know, all the polls that are done, which, by the way, can be slanted, the sampling size and all that. And we know that because we've seen how political polls, a lot of them have blown up. But a Gallup poll shows that Americans are most likely to name President Donald Trump and Michelle Obama as most admired man and woman in 2020. So Trump tied former President Barack Obama last year, but this time he edged him out. He finished first place, right? There was like a 12-year run that Obama capped that was the guy that was people were putting down as most admired. And now he's been eclipsed by the current president, and that, again, that is Donald Trump, who has only a handful of weeks in office. 20th is when Joe Biden is sworn in. So, wow, that tells you something, doesn't it? When they're asked about to name, unprompted, that's the name that came up, even though there are other areas where throughout the year, performance-wise, economy, because, of course, the virus really jumped with the economy, junked the economy, and that started some of that. But overall, 18% of Americans named Trump, 15% named Obama, 6% Biden, the incoming president, 3% Fauci, 3%. The rest of the top 10, I'll just throw out a few of them, like Elon Musk, he's on the list. LeBron James is on the list. Bill Gates is on the list. So you get the idea here, right? And then other people, when they ask about admired people, you know, put down relatives, their father, their, you know, whoever. But the key thing out of that, the take out of that, is that it's Trump who I think will run again in 2024 if he wants to. He may not want to do that. It's just, it's there right now for the taking, right? But he may not want to do that when we come back around, because that's 4 years from now, and there may be something else that has taken the attention away, or something else that health-wise or whatever, that he doesn't run. But I can't imagine if you know, if we were talking a year from now, he would be the Republican. He would be the Republican nominee. I mean, who can you think of that would have that fan base? And again, we are, it's like Moses came in and parted the Democrats and the Republicans, and the two shall not meet in the middle, because we're not seeing that anywhere. So who is the Republican that's going to run against, I don't know, Kamala Harris? Would it be her if it's not Joe Biden? My thought was that was the idea, that the Democrats getting in Joe Biden then had Harris to come in and then swoop in and be the next one to run on the Democratic side. But I don't know that. But do you see him as a two-term president? Probably not. Probably not is what I'm saying. All right, I've got to end on this one, because so many of you have reached out to me about Bitcoin and what do I think about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is all about getting in and out at the right time. I mean, really, that's what it is. But the craziest or the interesting thing that's happened is the Carolina Panthers have a player who's going to receive half of his $13 million salary in cryptocurrency. And this is a Bitcoin startup, Zap, right? That they're going to do it. So in May of 2019, Russell Okung tweeted out, "Pay me in Bitcoin," and now it's actually happening. I mean, wow. So he's going to get a direct deposit from the Panthers, and it'll be converted to Bitcoin. And I guess he's a long-time proponent of Bitcoin. He's encouraging other athletes to embrace it because he says it gives them more economic power. And, I mean, this is a guy who's been around for a while. He was in his early 30s. He was the sixth pick in the 2010 NFL draft by the Seahawks. He won a Super Bowl with that team in 2013. He played for the Chargers, and, you know, now he's with the Panthers. So wonder if this is going to be a trend that we'll see from other players. And of course, we're seeing what's happening with Bitcoin right now through the ceiling Bitcoin is. So maybe some of the doom and gloom over cryptocurrency, that it's just a fad, it'll fade away. I had a conversation with Steve Forbes that you heard on these airwaves where he liked the idea of it, said it would never fly because there's nothing backing it up. Cha-ching! Bitcoin, what do you think? Yay or nay? Email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave.
Ah, yes. We are in the man cave. The whoa man cave. Close the door, somebody. And remember to sweep up the peanuts when you're done throwing the shells on the floor. There's a restaurant I used to like going to, and I know you all know what restaurant that is because I bet you've been there, where you're waiting, and then they have bowls of peanuts, and then there's just peanut shells all over the place, which, of course, at the end of the night, they sweep them up, and it's no big deal. I want to say it's like... I wish I could. Now I'm not going to be able to think of it. It was a steakhouse. I'll come up with it. Anyway, this was a huge story. Dwayne Haskins, the Washington football team's quarterback, released on Monday. It might not have been a surprise because I think he was pretty emotional, though, about it. He didn't realize there could be a cut at the end of this, but it was a cut. So what's he going to do? He's saying it's a long week, worst week of my life, things eventually come to an end, all good things, da-da-da-da. And what happened was he blew it by breaking COVID protocol. And that's the story. So you can't do that without this team getting fined a ton of money, plus putting at risk the other players, where then it would decimate the team. And they wouldn't have anybody to play, which this is exactly what happened, especially when you're looking at a team that, yes, granted, it's the NFC least, but going to the playoffs is going to the playoffs. So he messed it up by doing what he did, and he goes on unclaimed waiver. So he's now, I guess, a free agent, and that's what happened. He thought it was okay. He was demoted after breaking protocol, and couldn't do that because of the risk that he imposed on everybody else. And Ron Rivera met with him, told him that was that, and then that was his release. So lo and behold, you know, somebody else will come in, and you can't go hang out with strippers, go to a birthday party, and be there hours after losing to Seattle and being photographed all over the place, maskless, with people on top of you, and then you're breaching protocol again, because he had done that twice. So, yeah, it wasn't going to work, and he is out. So while he's out, the last week in the NFL is in. Hard to believe, and I really didn't think that we would see a season. That was my biggest prediction that just completely fell off the map, that wouldn't it be just a layup to know how could they possibly finish it, but they did. So it was a strange, crazy season where some players got COVID and then had to self-quarantine and came back to the team and affected the team, and on we go. But the end of the season is really just about who gets into the playoffs, what happens in your football pool if you're in one, and seeing what kind of Super Bowl there's going to be. What kind of Super Bowl do you have with COVID-19, right? I don't know. And then sometimes you just got to rest your superstars. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting Ben Roethlisberger. Mason Rudolph is going to start against the Cleveland Browns because they already clinched a playoff spot and the AFC North title. So they might even rest more starters on Sunday, but right now they're just saying Roethlisberger is it. And he said, it doesn't change our intentions. We want to go to Cleveland and win. Football's our game. Our job is winning. We intend to do our job. That was Coach Tomlin. Again, we have that mindset, da, 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 but we're going to rest our superstar quarterback. So instead, Rudolph's start is a year, you know, a year later after a huge fight that really messed up the end of the team's game in Cleveland, where you had Browns star Myles Garrett, who was suspended for ripping off and swinging Rudolph's helmet, hitting the quarterback in the head with it. I remember that with just a couple of seconds left in the game. I remember that because I was on the air on, it was a weekend thing, and I was on the air on CBS, and everybody wanted to talk about that. That what did I think, and what should the fine be, and you know what should happen. All right, just for grins, you know, sports is about records and all that. The Bucks beat the Heat 144-97. Do you care? I mean, here we are back with the NBA again, right? And this is just the beginning of the beginning. But still, for reals, what is interesting, Milwaukee set the single game NBA record for 3-point field goals made, 29 of them. 29. Now, somebody told me you really can't say it's a hot hand, that that's a misnomer to say somebody has a hot hand, but I'm going to say a few of them had a hot hand, right? That many? I think you got to give credit where credit's due. So I would say spread the cred around. If you're a fan of Texas Hook'em Horns, there's alums all over the country that went to school in Austin. They win. Yeah, you know this is bowl season, right? This was the Alamo Bowl. Texas beat Colorado, not even a contest, 55-23. Mm-hmm. it wasn't a matchup. Now, what was a matchup was the Cheez-It Bowl. I love the name of the bowls. The Cheez-It Bowl. I like Cheez-Its. Oklahoma State beat Miami in a tight one, 37-34. Wouldn't you know it, at the end of this, Gundy got slammed with Cheez-Its. They just dumped Cheez-Its all over him. Imagine cleaning that up. So not your Gatorade thing. You know, your traditional Gatorade, shower of Gatorade or Powerade or whatever it is. No. Instead, doused with Cheez-Its. Hey, somebody grab the Cheez-Its. Let's throw them all over the coach. The Rose Bowl is interesting. It's going to be Notre Dame and Alabama. Notre Dame at 10-1, Alabama perfect, 11-0. And the Rose Bowl, because this is that time of year, bowling kicks at 4 o'clock Eastern. And this is a biggie because Notre Dame, it's Alabama. This is familiar territory, right, for all you Alabama fans. But for Notre Dame, it used to be much more familiar territory, but not necessarily. The Crimson Tide have won 2 national championships in the college football playoff era. They've made the playoffs 6 of the past 7 years, including this season. Notre Dame's only playoff game was in 2018. They lost to Clemson. They got slaughtered 30-3. So both teams, a much different zigzaggy path to reaching this point, just a win from the national championship game. And how about that? So it's a big one at 4 o'clock, like I said, kicks on Friday. Lots of people have off. Lots of people, I guess, would be watching, the cardboard fans. Now, some fans are actually allowed, but the number is small. I can't remember what the number is, but it's small. And of course, always the worry is that COVID could happen, and then you got to cancel, because some bowl games have been canceled because of that. And this game, by the way, is being played at Jerry World AT&T Stadium. Alabama is favored by 20. The over/under is 65.5. Yeah. What do you think? Alabama gonna win this one or Notre Dame? My money's on Roll Tide. I think Alabama does it. Music means that I gotta get off this stage. Big shout out to Alex, the technical maestro of this particular version of the show. Great 2020 with all of your help. And thanks to all of you who have thrown in your 2 cents, many of them through the mailbag. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Celebrate hard, everybody. Yay! We're almost into 2021.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.